California Governor vetoes bill mandating new health curriculum for elementary and middle schools. California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have directed the state education board to approve new teaching for health classes in elementary and middle schools. The bill, sponsored by Assemblymember Tasha Berner, sought to compel the State Board of Education to finalize health education resources by mid-2028. These materials were to follow the guidelines set in a 2019 statewide plan for health instruction. In explaining his choice, Newsom said the bill should be considered only after finishing an ongoing evaluation of health teaching programs across California. This study aims to assess current practices and identify potential improvements before mandating new tools. Opponents of the measure said that implementing the bill could lead to lessons for children as young as third graders, suggesting that reproductive organs do not always align with an individual's sense of gender. Teaching controversial gender theories to students as young as 8 or 9 years old is not a practice that most Californians support, nor want to see happening in our schools, State Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, a Republican from Santee, wrote in a September 26 letter to the governor urging him to veto the bill. Jones, in his letter, said that the 2019 health framework introduces the theory that reproductive anatomy does not necessarily determine a person's gender. Supporters of AB 86, including some education advocates, considered it a step to ensure consistent, up-to-date resources that cover vital topics such as growth, safety, and well-being. The 2019 framework, which the bill referenced, encourages talks on gender identity. The framework stated that fifth graders will have an opportunity to learn that gender is not strictly defined by physical anatomy or sex assigned at birth. It also suggests activities that challenge assumptions about gender roles, such as reading stories about children who defy stereotypes in dress or behavior. The 2019 health framework, adopted under Newsom's administration, built on laws like the California Healthy Youth Act, which mandates lessons on sexual orientation, gender, and relationships. It allows parents to opt their children out of the sex ed and HIV prevention curriculum, but does not allow families to opt out of materials that discuss gender, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation, according to ACLU and CTA's interpretation of the law. Berner, the bill's author, did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the veto. Other bills vetoed. AB 86 was one of 20 bills Newsom vetoed on October 1st. Among them was Senate Bill 274, which would have set new guidelines for automated systems that scan vehicle license plates. Advocates for privacy had backed the bill to require data deletions and audits, but Newsom worried it might hamper law enforcement efforts against crime. In environmental policy, he vetoed Assembly Bill 399, which proposed easing permits for projects capturing carbon along the coast. Newsom rejected the proposal over financial constraints. While I share the author's desire to accelerate novel nature-based climate solutions, this bill creates a new, unfunded program, he wrote on October 1st. It is vital that we remain disciplined when considering bills with significant fiscal implications that are not included in the budget, such as this measure. Ian Henderson contributed to this report.